Well, I agree with Mr. Ginsburg to the extent that we do, in the mass media today, tend to coin phrases very rapidly. They become known very quickly. Juvenile delinquency has now become JD almost overnight. And we do love to name generations, and we've been naming them for quite a long time now. And we've had to have a name for... This generation's been called the beat generation and the beat up generation and the shook generation. It has succeeded the silent generation. And
was that a term at one time, the silent generation?
Oh, yes. The silent generation was used, you probably know better than I do.
It was actually used to introduce a book of very formalistic poetry. The nature of it was mostly domestic and pretty weak-hearted.
Mm-hmm. When?
I think not very long ago, but almost simultaneous with the vogue of the beat generation.
Well, the silent generation got named sort of at the end of itself, before the other word came in.
It was very silent.
It was so silent there was nothing to say about it.
But do most people feel that the expression beat generation is a result of an aftermath of war?
So was the silent generation, after all. The silent generation was a post-war generation, too.
Because I have never heard, at least I cannot recall, where a title so held to itself and to the class that it represented as beat does.
Yeah.
Beat generation is something that in my time seems like the first time I've heard where a group of people were called by a name.
I might sort of to clarify a little, explain how the name came about, if you're
Please
interested.
Please do, I would be interested.
Factually, Kerouac, in conversation with another novelist, were talking about Fitzgerald in the 20s, and strictly, non-officially, just like an after-dinner conversation or an after-drunk conversation, we're saying, what will we be called? And Kerouac said, probably we'll be called, God knows, like the Beat Generation or whatever. But it was sort of like, it might have been, we'll be called the Harry Loss Generation or the Lovely Generation or the I Like Ice Cream Watermelon Soup Generation. No, it was strictly a private joke. It wasn't intended as any great official pronunciamento.